Okay, so we're holding here in middle of Mishnah Chaf Aleph over here. We're speaking about the difference between Ben Esrim and Ben Shlosh Esrei in terms of Einish. So I think we saw last time, Bezna Shal Maila is only Einish a person when he's Ben Esrim. So he says, Ke'en Bezna Shal Maila Manishim Achat Surah Sha'adam B'Shleimus Bilti Mut Bas B'Choymer. So basically saying over here there's two frameworks of Mishpat. One framework of Mishpat that shayich to Adam when he's Tchilas Darkoi and this beginning of Seichel, and then there's the Shleimus, the total Shleimus when he's Ben Esrim and so on and so forth. So I wanted a little bit to understand, it's one of the things that people find very puzzling. So, you know, how is it that a 15-year-old Bezdin can punish him, but he comes to Shemayim, he's innocent. So is he innocent? Is he guilty? What is it? I also wanted, I guess, because of Inyana Diyema, to speak a little bit about the whole musig of what we call Torah, that is in the Zohar and Kabbalah. All of these Inyanim are to us kind of strange. It's like two Torahs. I don't understand something. The halacha is big, broad, with a lot of dinim, a lot of halachas. And then the Zohar has its own halachas and dinim, and a lot of the things that no mention of it in regular halacha, nor. So there's a handful, literally, of halachas in the Zohar that make the Shahar. But so what is it? What is this whole Torah? All the things we're told to do, chasson, should this, you should this, you should that, should the other thing. I mean, so I don't understand something. What it's an alternate shofar. What is it exactly? There was somebody in Eshat Torah who became from a very funny guy, a very bright guy, and he had a brother who had become a Chabadnik in Crown Heights, never learned yeshivas, but a real diehard Chabadnik, nice fellow. And he was sleeping there, and he asked his brother, how could he daven at 11:30 in the morning? It's past Man Krishma. So his brother told him, and that you don't wash negavasa, you know, you go to the sink to wash negavasa. That's good. He said, "Alpidin, it's a call. The whole house is one, you know, a place with dalaramas." So he said, "The Zerkar says there are snakes and all sorts of mazikim waiting to attack you if you walk around without the tulsidayim." So he said, but say it's a Zohar Kodesh. But Shacharuch says, you know, this is my Krishna. So he said, the Zohar Kodesh was holier than Shacharuch. And there was no conversation. They were both starting with different Hanachas. He was starting with a Hanacha that, what can you pay to Zohar Kodesh? He was starting to Hanacha with Shacharuch. So how do you understand it? It's Ke'ilu, Mela, if it was one or two little extras. But you know, good to eat can be sick in 101 things. I'll pick a ball. How do you understand it? So I think this, the Mahalach is, I obviously can't explain it technically, mitzad halacha, how to understand it, because by definition, it's not going to work. But at least to understand, it's like a mimanif shach. If Torah is complete, and Torah is Hashem Tumimah, and Shacharuch is a davar shalem, where's the room for whole something that's bigger? So in the mahalach of halacha, in mahalach of Torah and halacha is the mahalach of where Adam uses his das to be koifer himself to do what's right. In other words, all of halacha is a kfiya. The fact that you're mechuyev to do it, the fact that a person is chayev to do it, means it's a tzur being koyfe. It's something which, as soon as a person has das that could be koyfe itself on the guf, the person is chayev. So a 13-year-old, is not this Adam Ashole. A 13-year-old has the beginning, like he says, the beginning of Seichel, and b'meila he can be koifa in his goof to do what he wants. Just like he, the person himself, is koifa himself. The whole world of mitzvahs is chiyuvim and isurim. Both of them are mitzvah. The doshim mitzvah is mitzvah. That's the doshim mitzvah. So just like he is koifa himself, so too were we given the ability and the obligation to be koifa everyone else. So since Kol Yisrael is Arayim Zelazeh, I have a chiyut be koifa everybody else. So din in this world is a tzura of being koifa, the amitius of Torah, on the tzibur. So a person did wrong gets malchus, and Misa and Bezes Kaifa to Mikhaim and Essay and so on. So there is a world of Seichel, there's a world of Chomer where Seichel makes its Das makes its appearance and Das is therefore obligated to take Seichel and to take the Chomer and to align it with what's right and so on. That's the Torah that we call Nigla, is Nigla because it's shayach to the world around us that is Begoli. It's shayach to the world around us. The world that we see in front of us is Matim for this world. And since the world we see around us is a physical world, Torah's Nigla is the Torah that's most appropriate for this world. And it's a starting point. This is. As soon as our das starts, that's where we are. There's another Torah that describes a world that's kulei das. Just like no one will finds it strange that even though we exist in Olam Haba, the meisim achavshi from mitzvahs, we understand it's a different framework. So too, there was a gilui of Torah in a world that is what he calls Seichel Nivdol. It's like he describes over here, the world of Inyanim that are be'etzem not shayach to this world. All the mitzvahs that we describe in this world, in Nigla, first and foremost, explain themselves in terms of Adam. When you're trying to be oiches the time of mitzvahs, whether it's mishpatim or even choik, the hisyachsus is to this world. Tzedek, mishpat, chamos, tzedaka. Even the mitzvahs that are what we call choik, tum and tara are described in terms of a dead weasel or a dead cow, touching it and so on. So the starting point of Torah's Nigla is the world of Teva, and the mitzvah is a hanhaga that comes to bishmashlit a certain type of seichel das understanding onto this world. A dogma would be very simple. Let's take a simple dogma song parallel. When an adult is running a third grade, so what he expects from the Talmidim is not to act like a grown-up, but to act in the way that he feels is appropriate for a third grader. So a third grader cannot even control himself in regards to how a third grader should act. So he needs to have somebody to be koifen, and being a gadol, he's able to be koifa the das of putting on, of doing what's right for that age. So that's the world of nigla of Torah mitzvahs and chiyuvim and so on. There's another gilui of Torah, which is a gilui of the appropriate Torah for a world that is nivdal from this world. that be'etzem has no shaychus to the physical world. We'll see in a second what I mean in this. And that's the Teiris Hanista means it relates to the chelik of the Bria that is not begoli. The deeper senses that our neshama has no shaychus to us. Let's give a dogma to understand the difference. Imagine I'm painting in my house. So I can paint the outside of my house to protect my house, to look nice, at various reasons that I get to the house. I can also paint my house number on it so that when somebody's driving through, he knows where he's holding in terms of house numbers. So that means I'm taking something that's not relevant to the house and using the house as a chetimtza for something else. Olam ha-mitzvahs is hanhagas that are beneficial for this world as a physical world. So it certainly relates to the ruchnistik that I mentioned. It certainly relates to the how to make it not the best business, but the most honest business. But the focus is how to make a business be a good business morally. The Torah of the Seichel Nivdol means that within this world, there is a world that is be'etzem not shy for this world. So just like Moshe uses the mind and the brain. So the brain contains the mind, but the mind is of a different nature. So when a person does the starting point of mitzvahs or hanhagis in the world of Said is the tikkunim a person makes lamala. In other words, not this world for its own value. I'm not painting the house in order for the house to be waterproof or nice or whatever it is. I am painting this house so that people say, like you can use that as a marker and say, the red house over here, the one that has number 135 on it, and so on. So I'm making use of my house, but I'm using it for some purpose that lies outside of the house. So the world of the chelik of Torah that's called Said is addressing the chelik of avodas adam, where a person can be accomplishing lamala, and the focal point. Of a person's avoda becomes what he's being misakin lamala. And lamala doesn't mean dafka up there. Lamala means the world that is not the physical world that greets me, but the inner world, the world that is a ruchnistic world. Those hanhagis, by definition, are not sivuyim. It's the world for people that are past hechreach, and they are there to bring out the best in the world. It's like the difference between a 13-year-old to 20-year-old. A 13-year-old is be'etzem not shayach to anything but hechreach, and minimally his das is that he's machreach himself, that he forces himself to do what's right. A 20-year-old, in as much as there's a shleimus in 20-year-old, since, like he says over here, his das is sholem, so the oinesh mitzad business shel mala is that there's a problem with his tzura. He hasn't gotten a tzura's adam like it should be. A 13-year-old is struggling mitzad. If he's doing a various, he's not doing what's right, it's because the chelak achoymer is still blocking the chelek ha-adas. So that's not something that should get a din shemayim, because the problem lies with the artsies of the person, not the shemayim. His das and the shemayim may be wonderful. He has a hard time struggling with the guf. A 20-year-old, the chisorin that lies there is a chisaron mitzad his pnimius. It's not shalim, and therefore it's now open for bezus shel nala. But the hanhagis al piderech asoid are all meant to be hanhagis that they express a shleimus to kamatziv. A gedda like lasid lovoi, you know, mala aretz there ka mayim layamechasim. It's when something is b'shleimus, so it's Adam, what does that do? So the hanhagis that are all there, they can never be seen in terms of echreach. There's no oynish, there's no bezdin, there's no being machriach somebody else. It's a person's personal hanhagis. It's a picture, it's a diagram for a person's own hanhagis when he's holding by you know, shleimus, being mishtalim himself. It's the reason why the Torah of Nista, you give him Rashi Prakim, and it has to be Mevin Me'atzmai. Mevin Me'atzmai means that, just like, let's take an example. If I put a kid who's beginning just to crawl around and look around, is toughest things and with his own experience. He touches things, he takes things, he plays with things, and gets his own understanding of it. Lerelenu, somebody who's a child that's born that can't see, there's no way to teach him colors. There's no way, you know, I can only teach him when he sees colors. I can say, this is brown, this is orange, this is red. But I can't, if he doesn't have his own tfisin achizin, the mitzias itself, it's not trying to teach him. I can't teach a deaf child what's high pitch, low pitch, and loud and soft. So in the problem with this chelik of Torah is that I'm talking about something that a person has no shaychus to. It's not anything that's tchum mitzias. When I'm talking in the chelik nigla, so Torah in nigla is mesiachis to the world that's benigla. It's mesiachis to the world that's everybody's world, the things we eat, the things we touch, and so on. When I'm talking in soid, the world that I'm being mesiachis to is not his world, unless it is his world. In other words, if the person is not reached that sort of a mushlim de ketsuris adam, which is a pneumistic thing, in other words, a total sense where ruchnius is a dava b'fnei atzmoi, then the person is not, then you can't teach it to him. You can't teach something to somebody about a world that he has no tfisa in. So if his maven me'atzmoi means that the person that's him is shayach to it, so just like if I'm teaching music to somebody, so if a person is a shtickle musical, then the person at least has an understanding that I give him a siyachis to whatever. So when I tell him, you know, this doesn't harmonize with this. If somebody told to me, I don't know, I'm looking blank. I don't know why you say this harmonizes, doesn't harmonize. When I take somebody who feels it and I tell them, listen to this and listen to this, then I'm getting some sort of then I have what the misyachis do. So this chelik of Torah is first and foremost a gili of the Ratzon Eloiki. Now it's a gili, or better said, it's a gili of the Amitas Hametzias. The Amitas Hametzias of the world that is nigla to a human being as such is the Torah's anigla, and that b'meila is a it deals with the world of mitzvahs. It's tachlis lies within that world, and it's about chiyuvim and esurim, and the chiyuv is to teach him. Vishnato vanecha is the ultimate chiyuv. We have a chiyuv that the father should teach the child, because we automatically assume that the child knows what I'm talking about. It just doesn't know what he's supposed to do, and I'm teaching him. There's a second chelik of Torah that shayach to Adam when his pnimius becomes mishtalim, like the gather of the Ben Esrim that we're talking about. that type of inyan is something which is talking about a world that's not poshut that the person has shaykhs to it. We're talking about a world that is beyond the person. So it just like a person when he turns 20 reaches a shleimus hadas that at 13 didn't have. So at 13 he has the beginning of das, and at 20 is the shleimus hadas. In Torah it is also there's the beginning of das which starts at ben shlosh esrei and the chivay Torah and so on, and then we have the older age when he becomes something that is sholem, that is mishtalim in this. The world of Teres Asoid or Teres Anista, by the mitzias of the world as being mischiachistu, is not shayach to it's not shayach to kfir. It's something that also is not shayach to everybody automatically, because it's not so pashit that the person is shaykh that world. So you'll describe a metzias of perfection of toiv in a world that's not shaykh to him. And that's also the dol inyan of the shem yichud. The focus point of that avoda is to a different world, not the world that's our world. But so when a person does staka in this world's context, the olam mitzvah context, then the kavana is I should become a better person. You understand what to eat. There should be less pain in the breed. Those are all the most appropriate kavanas we could have. There's a nigla. There's a pnimistika kavana, and that pnimistika kavana is that there's something missing lamala. And without having the shleimus lamala, without the tzedakah, something is not left. It is left not being shalom over there. I guess the one thing that's important to remember is being a ben esrim doesn't pater you from meshlosh esrei. A ben esrim becomes also mechuyav dinei shemayim, but he doesn't lose is chiyuvim mitzad dinei bezdin. Unfortunately, sometimes people it neglect one, so it's like building a lovely ladder where you're standing on the 10th rung, and like the bottom 6 or 7 rungs fall out. That's not a good matzah. So one must be in place constantly with the other one. But understanding the differences are mitzad de etzem mechusavim. They're relating to two different sugyas, to two different worlds, and therefore nothing that's shayach to this world is shayach to this world. In each world, very famous, everyone says in the Gemara it's Toshma, in the Zohar it's Tochazi, because in the type of person who shayach to that world, seeing it is enough to do it. The artist who sees a beautiful new knaj is eager to do it. Mitzaratzma, his nefesh is turned on to it and he wants to do it. A person who's painting because someone told me I have to paint this is has to be told do this. So they are two worlds. There's no way you can't use the lambda shakot and say, well, so is there chiyuv or is it not a chiyuv? There's no chiyuv, so why do I have to do it? You're right. This has to be neveya from your understanding. If you don't make that transition, then that's not shaykh to this world. That's a little bit of a hezb, I guess, of the differences between those two inyanim. People keep asking, they use the same questions. You know, the person with the hanhaga of his seid cup doesn't understand. So which malachim do I affect with this chiyuv and that chiyuv? It has nothing to do with it. Chiyuv, you mitzvah. That's one nekuda. And the person who's in the world of mitzvah usually has a problem understanding. So if you're not chayev, so why do you have to do it? And, you know, understanding that it's common, it's two separate strad in the bria, two separate shroshim, and they both are shayach to Adam. One mitzvah, the tchilas das, that as soon as a person has das, he has the ability to be koifa, his physical world, his physical self, to be in line with what's right. And the flip side, when a person has a shleimus of das, he now understands a world of sikhlis, a world of das, and b'meila is a citizen of it and should want to be part of it and should feel part of it. Okay.
I understand yes. How the Zera Kodesh is Megala and Oimek and Athenius, which we don't have in Nigla, and it opens up a new dimension. But what I still don't understand is the Mokum when there's a contradiction between the two. Because one would think that it's just another layer, which you can't see, like Lamash and Simon Gimel when the Machaber Paskin, the direction that the bed should be.
Right.
Each day. And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Ramani Panadal, the dessert should be north and south.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you have the same Torah, which it is Ein Sof, and one is coming out one way, one is coming out the other way. It's more than just being Megala, more of an Eimek, more of
a Pemius. So in Pesach Halacha, correct. In Pesach Halacha, it's hard to figure that out. And, you know, when you come to relate wearing tefillin, not wearing tefillin, on Halam White, etc. There aren't that many instances. I mean, there's all hanhagas. Even the hanhag of the bed, which side, it's more of an hanhag al yoyna. It's hard to put it in a halacha framework. Just the type of thing doesn't belong to any chiyuv. I once heard from the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zalman Farbinger, and he said they asked the Balatanya on stiris between the Kabbalah and Shacharach, between his Siddur and Shacharach. So he said the Siddur he wrote, Shacharach he wrote al derech ha-poiskim, and the Siddur he wrote al derech ha-kabbalah. But the question, so which one should you do? I think over there was obviously do like the Siddur, do al derech ha-kabbalah. But I don't know, the Gaon says there is no, I don't know, I don't have a clear answer because, you know, with these two worlds clash a little bit, how do you decide which to do? I don't know the answer to that. You know, the logic would be Mechayev that halacha takes precedence because that's a must, and the other one is a mila. But I don't know. I don't know. It's not always the case.
I'm not asking if it's not halacha, what should you do? I'm asking how can it be? Like, how can it be that they would come out like opposite? Like, not mitzvah practically, what should you do? But like, I think Rebbe once mentioned this story with a Brisker Rav that someone said, oh, everything which the Brisker Rav writes in London, it stems up of the Kabbalah. And Rebbe said that it's not a chiddush because it's just more layers of depth going further and further and further. But I don't understand why it should be that it should come out the opposite if it's the same thing but just more creamy.
I hear. I would assume that the pshat is we don't understand one of the two. We don't quite understand the pshat. The fact that we have a steer. I mean, that's what the Goyen says, that the places where there's a steer, it's because we don't understand one or the other. We're learning wrong at here or there, but I don't know. I mean, this is al meducha zu yashvu harbe, and I don't have an answer for it. So, okay, good. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.